Today's daf is daf beis, of course. We begin with Masechas Avodah Zarah. We have 75 blad of this. So, in the next 2.5 months, we'll be learning Masechas Avodah Zarah. So, the mission begins, the Masech begins, Lefnei Eideyan, before the Eideyan, which is a term used for their holidays, Lefnei Eideyan Shal Ovdei Chacham, before the non-Jewish are really the idol worshippers' holidays, the halacha is Shloshe Yamim, 3 days prior, Asr Lasesh, Velasesh Imam, you can't do any business with them, Ula Shilam, you can't lend them things, Ula Shol Mehem, you can't borrow things from them, La Vosim, you can't lend them money, Ula Vos Mehem, you can't borrow money from them, Leporan, you can't pay them, Lefra Mehem, you can't collect from them. You can't have any dealings with them at all. Rashi explains at the very top here, he says, 2 lines down, V'kulu mishum de'azil umode lavod de'sochavim b'yom edo. Because if they're going to have some level of business, whether they're borrowing, lending, either way, there's going to be some benefit for them, so they're going to thank their gods more by having some additional business. So we don't want to be the reason for that, so you don't have any business. Now this is going to be discussed in the Gemara, but that's Rashi's understanding. Look over at Tosis for a second before we finish the mission. Tosis in the top line first. He says, Lefnei Eideyan, the reason why Maseches Avodah Zarah here comes after Maseches Shavuos, he says, really, Basar de Tani Sanhedrin, de Ayri be'ovid kochavim mazalos, Tani Nami loha Maseches Avodah Zarah. Seder Yeshuos. The reason why Avodah Zarah is in Seder Nezikim, which is also called Seder Yeshuos, is because in Sanhedrin we dealt with Avodah Zarah, different types, Kedarka, Shalokadarka, all those halachas we saw in Chiyamisa. So Avodah Zarah really should be right after Sanhedrin. But Mihu Makos, Shavuos, the Shaykh of Sanhedrin, Lahachi, Tani Lahu, Basar Sanhedrin. Shavuos and Makos has a stronger connection to Masechah Sanhedrin, so we put it in between Masechah Sanhedrin and only Acharkein, Choser Lesidro, Vishona Masechah Avodah Zarah. So that's why this comes after. So that's the order. But look at Tosos the Maschil Aser Lases Lases Imahem. He quotes Perisha Kuntris Rashi Mishum De Azil Bayom Edo Mo De Lavo De Shochavim. The reason why you can't do business with them 3 days prior is because they're going to thank their gods. Mitoch Lishono Mashma Shirot Zolomar Af Mekach Memkar. Even any type of business, even that is of concern. So he says, if you can't do business with them 3 days prior to their holidays, v'kasha ma'asham samchua olam achshav laseis laseis b'yom ida ha'ovdei kochavim. Imam, nowadays everyone does business on their holidays. Nehi derov eidayan mina kadishinheim. Granted, most of the holidays is because of the priests, not because of the gods. There's a difference. So then, mikomakom b'chol shavua yom echad yeshlem dili Rabbi Yishmael li'olam aser. Rabbi Yishmael holds that Sunday is always aser. We're going to get to the sugya. So business, shops are open on Sunday many places. I grew up in Bergen County, New Jersey. They're not open. So when I came here, it was a big chiddush moving to New York that stores open up on Sunday. In Bergen County, there are no malls open up on Sunday. But because it's a holiday for them. So how could you do business on Sundays with them if you can't do any business, as the Gemara says here, Misha says. Vein lomer, don't tell me, says Tosos, dehainu taima mishum de'ovdei kochavim shebechutzlart lav ovdei kochavim, ovdei avodei kochavim. Don't tell me that nowadays all the non-Jews who are living in chutzlart are not really idol worshippers. They're just simply practicing what their father did, but they don't really believe in other gods. De'ha'amar shmua, b'gemara, b'gola, eino aser ela yom edam, b'vad. Mashma ha'yom edam miha aser. So we still say, granted that 3 days prior, they said, you're allowed to do business, but the day itself, the holiday itself, that would still be aser, even in chutzlart. So the only answer Tosfos could come up with, why can we do business with the non-Jews on Yom Edom, it must be Lechach Nira, Lechei Nira, Deshari, Mishum Eva, because it's going to create Eva. If we don't do business on their holidays, it's going to create fighting. We don't want to create more anti-Semitism, so we therefore continue to do business. But if you jump down Tosfos a little bit further, two wide lines, the first word he says, Lechach, he actually argues. And he says, Lechei Nira, he goes back on what he rejected earlier. He says, nowadays no one really worships idols anymore, and even their holidays isn't really based on a real god, and that's why you're allowed to do business.
Even Hinduism.
Yeah, he doesn't draw the line. I guess begavayu meant in Europe. In Europe, there's no, if you go to India, China, maybe things would probably be different. If you jump down even further in Tosfos now, four wide lines down in Tosfos, in the middle of the line is Inami. It says another heter for doing business with them on their holidays is Yesh Lismoch Ahi Detani B'Yushalmi. On a brisa brought in the Yushalmi, Amasnisan on our very Mishnah, to Aser Laseis Laseis Tani B'Medra Mamurim, when can you not do business? Be'ovid Kochavim She'einu Makir, that you don't recognize. Aval Be'ovid Kochavim She'makiro Mutim B'Pneshu Kimachnif, that you recognize, you're not doing it to help him, praise their God more, but you have a certain relationship. You have a business relationship with them. That's considered normal going about your business. He's not going to be thanking his God for additional business. That's something you recognize, someone you recognize. That would be another heter. As opposed to someone who you don't recognize, according to the Yerushalmi, you wouldn't be able to do business on their holidays.
Isn't that also assumed to give presents to...
So no, it is also la matnas chinam, but if you're makiro, the Gemara says on daf chav zayin, you're allowed to. Because you're actually like paying, if you tip a waiter, you don't know the guy, but you're paying for a service. So as long as you're like your mailman, you tip you at the end of the year as a service. But if a random guy, you have like extra french fries in your restaurant, and you don't want to, you know, give it, you want to give it away so it doesn't go to waste, you don't tell the guy sitting next to you, the non-Jew, take my french fries, you don't know the guy, that would be matnas chinam.
It's like giving your like extra clothes to your...
Now that would be allowed because you know them.
Because you know them.
Exactly. So it's almost like paying for service. If you see some person walking by and you say, here's some extra clothes, take it, that would be the violation. I do one more line here in Tosfos here. If you go down further, this is now six Y lines, four words in. This is Rabbeinu Tam, Hayam Mefarish, Aser Lasseis V'Lasseis Imahem. You can't do business with them. Dafka B'midei De Takrovas. Only things that they could actually bring as a carbon. V'lo Ayri Klau B'Liknos Nevadei Shari. Doing business is fine. It's only if you give them a cow or a sheep that they would ultimately bring as a carbon. Only that would be subject to the Iser. So there's a lot going on here. The first Tosfos here. Third Tosfos of the Masecht. Okay. Let's do one more Tosis, one line here before we finish the Mishnah. Lalvosam, Tosis writes, you can't lend money to them. Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Dafka Bechinim. You can't lend them for free. Aval Beribis Shari. You're allowed to lend on interest. Mishum de Mitzar Tuva, because it's going to cause them a lot of pain if they have to pay interest. It's really going to get to them. Okay. The Mishnah finishes off and says now, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifran Mehen Mipnesha Meitar Hulo. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says you are actually allowed to collect from them because, of course, that's going to be painful for them. That the fact that they have to pay their outstanding dues, their debts, that's going to bother them, and we want to create tsar. You can collect from them. But the Chacham respond back in Amrulo, Afa Pisha Meitarhu Achshav Samechu La'acharzman. Even though they might be very sad now, but in the end, the fact that they have a clean slate will make them feel better about themselves and happy, so that would be a problem as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabbi Shmuel Chad Tani Eidayan Vechad Tani Eidayan. One with an aleph and one with an ayin. How do they define the word Eidayan here with the aleph?
It's not like destruction, like bad.
I think it's like avad.
You don't translate.
Yeah, okay, fine. So we'll see. Eidayan with an ayin is lashon of Eidus. Mandatani Eidayan Lo Mishtabesh. One who wrote with an aleph didn't make a mistake. Mandatani Eidayan Lo Mishtabesh. The one who wrote with an ayin didn't make a mistake either. Mandatani Eidayan with an aleph. Lo Mishtabesh. The pasuk tells us in Devarim, the end of, I think it's Kisavo, Kikarov Yom Edom, the day of the Edom is coming soon. How do you define Edom there? Just a regular holiday? It's still nothing?
The day of their destruction is near.
Okay, yeah, so the day of their destruction is near. So we call their Edom day of destruction. Uman detani Eden with an ayin, lo mishamesh, has not been mistaken. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Yidnu Edeim v'yitzatku, that they will place their witnesses and v'yitzatku, they're going to give them good testimony. So look how Rashi reads this. This is how the Gemara understands it. Rashi says, Yidnu Edeim v'yitzatku, Hashda sakadaitach lahavamina right now is, Dibovde kochavim ksiv. This is referring to testifying about the non-Jews. V'tmahu mitama, it's in a wonderment, it's in a question form. Yitnu ovdi kochavim edayan, yavo avodos kochavim she'ovdu v'yidu alem v'yatzdikum. Are the idol worshippers going to come forward and testify and make them innocent? Certainly not. So we see that the ones who worship Avodah Zarah in the Olam HaEmes are going to testify that they did things that were wrong. So it's the edus, it's the testimony of the keeping the holidays is going to lead to their downfall. So that's why you say edayim with an ayin. So the Gemara says, man detani edayim with an aleph, my time alo tani edayim with an ayin. Amalacha tavra adif. The destruction is better than the testimony. Edayim with an aleph describes the destruction. That's better than describing the testimony about what they did. Uman detani edayim, the one who learns with an ayin, my time alo tani edayim with an aleph. What's going to cause their destruction? It's specifically the edus, the testimony, the witnesses who are going to describe what they did wrong. That's going to lead to the destruction. Hilkach edus adif. It's better to describe the edus. That's going to lead to their destruction. So the interesting point here, the Mitzvah Eisan says, rather Mar Tchais points out, how come they had a machlokas whether it was an ayin or with an alf? We have other places in Shas where there's machlokas how to spell a particular word in the Mishnah. He concludes from here that the times of Rav Shmuel, they didn't yet write the Mishnayos down. Mishnayos was certainly, we knew at a point, it was Torah Shebal Peh. So you said a dayan, but they didn't know how to exactly spell it. So Rav and Shmuel didn't have it written down just yet. That's why there was a machlokas. But others say that's not necessarily a raya. It's still very possible it was written down, but there could have been many different editions. We find many svarim that there were mistakes. So this shouldn't be any different than that. Okay, the Gemara now says, the high yitnu a dayan v'yitztaku b'ovdei kochavim ksiv. Is this possibly really describing the non-Jews? Ha b'yisrael ksiv. It's referring to the yidden. The Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi, Kol mitzvos she Yisrael osin ba'olam hazeh, all the mitzvot we do in this world, ba'osu me'idus lehem lo'olam haba, are going to testify that we did this mitzvah, we put tefillin on, we put talis on in the future. It's referring to Yisrael. Shenemar, yitnu eden v'yitztaku elu Yisrael. And then the pasuk goes on to say further, though, the end of the pasuk really refers to the goyim. Yishmu v'yomu emes, they're going to hear and say, this is true, elu ovdei chacham. That part of the pasuk is referring to avodah zarah. But not the edayim part with the witnesses. So go back to square one. Why would anyone say that edayim here is spelled with an ayin? So ela amar rav huna b'reid rav yoshua mand amar edayim with an ayin me'hacha. From the following pasuk in Yeshayahu, says yotzer pesel, those who create an idol, kulam to, they're all mistaken, they're all chaotic, if you will, v'chamudayan bal yo'ilu, and their desires are not going to be effective, v'edayan hema, they're going to have the witnesses. Rashi just explains here, four lines up, v'edayan hema, avodas kochavim tavo v'tayid al avdeha l'chayavim. The idols themselves are coming to testify about the worshippers who are worshipping them as idols. So this pasuk describes Edayim with an ayin. There's a bit of a machlokas. Who are the ones coming to testify? Is it the idols themselves? Is it the Ovdei Chachamim themselves? Is it the Averos themselves? There's a machlokas who's coming to do testimony. But according to Rashi, it's clear that the idols themselves, the Pesel, are going to come testify against the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Okay, the Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here. Darish Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Visei Marir Rabbi Samlai. In the future, maybe a Kaddish Baruch Hu Sifrei Torah. Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah. V'omenicha b'cheiko, is going to hold on to it in his chest. V'omri is going to say, L'misha osik ba, those who were osik in this Sefer, Yavo v'yitol schar, come and collect your schar. Miyad immediately miskapsin uban over the kochavim baravuvia. The non-Jews came together with the whole mixture, a lot of confusion. Shenamar, it says, the pasuk in the end of it, which parsha is this? No, this is in Yeshayahu still. Kol ha-goyim nikvitzu yachtav, all the goyim are going to come together. And it says further in the pasuk that v'yasru l'umim, they're going to come as nations. Mi vahem yogid zos, who's going to say zos? We'll see what that means, zos, in just a second. So either way, all the goyim are going to come together. So Amr Lem, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says to them, Al tichan s'lifnafanai ravuvya, don't come to me in such confusion, such chaos. Ella, tikanez kol umavuma, go in a line. Go in order. Go as you stay with your certain nation. The sofra and all your sofra, which Rashi says refers to chachmeh, have you and all your wise ones together. Shenamar, it says the next part of the pasuk, it says v'yasru leumim. No, don't come together. Kol agoyim, come leumim, come separately as nations. V'ein leom ela malchus. Om refers to your malchus. Stay in your line. Shenamar leom leom yamatz refers to each particular nation. So first they came with all this chaos, pushing, shoving. He says, separate by section, by country. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was bothered by the confusion. He knew who came from, who was Persian, who was Roman, who was Iranian. Ella, Kadosh Baruch Hu was fine with the confusion. He didn't want the Persians hearing the Romans and them hearing the Greeks and so on and so forth. He wanted each taina to be kept separate so the neighboring nation won't hear the tainas to come back with a different response to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now what happens here? Miyad nichnasu lefana malchus Rome tchilah. Rome comes in first to hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say to them. My time, and why did they come first? Mishum dechashiva, that they're more the most chashiv nations among them all. So what's so chashiv about them? My uminal dechashiva. The pasuk tells us that they're going to eat up all the lands and trample over them. They're the strongest of nations. They're going to really cover the entire world. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who is this nation? Zu Rome Chayeves, the evil nation of Rome, Shetiva Yatza B'chol Olam, that their Tiva, which Rashi says Shema, either their everyone heard of them, and the Maharsha says their coin, their currency, could be the dollar of the Americans, who really has expanded itself throughout the entire world. Uminolon demand the Chashiv Ayil Bereshah. So granted now we say that they're more Chashiv, but who says the one who's most Chashiv comes first? If you have the king and the rest of the community waiting, the king comes in first to be judged prior to everyone else. So the Romans are being viewed as the melech, the king of the world. Shenemar, it says, Lasos mishpat abdo u'mishpat amo yisrael. First you do the mishpat abdo, the singular one, that's referring to the king who's an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the judgment of the amo. The time of Maisa, what's the reasoning behind this pasuk that the king goes first? It's inappropriate, it's lav derech eretz, to have them, the king, sit outside waiting while the am gets judged. In order to appease a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the charnaf, you have the king coming first, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to seemingly respect a little bit more. He's going to then tone down his anger. This way he won't take out his wrath on the rest of the am. So Gemara now says, Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maya saktem. So what were you guys involved with? He gets the Roman king, the Caesar comes in, he says, what exactly were you involved with the entire life of this world? Omrim lefanav, they said, Ribono shel Olam, harbe shvakim tekninu, we made many marketplaces, harbe merchatzal sasinu, we made many bathhouses, and harbe kesev ezav, harbe abinu, we made many gold and silver, v'kulam lo asinu, the only reason why we did this, el b'shvil Yisrael, k'dei shisasku b'Torah, we did this all so that Klal Yisrael could be osek b'Torah. So Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shotim sheba olam, you guys are such idiots here, komasha asisim, you think I don't know? You did everything for yourself, your own selfish reasons, your own gratitude. You had shvakim marketplaces in order to have zonos there. You created bathhouses in order to enjoy them, to bathe yourselves in them. Kesef ezav shalihu, they're my gold and silver. You found them in the mountains, but they're mine, not yours. Shenemar, the pasuk says, liyah kesef liyah zav nu mashem tzvakos. Klum yesh b'chem magid zos. The pasuk goes on to say. So Magid Zos, were you involved with Magid Zos? What's Magid Zos? Shenemar mivachem yagid zos v'ein zos ela Torah. Were you guys involved in Torah at all? Shenemar v'zos ha-Torah she'asam Moshe. They had no response to that. Miyad yatsu b'pachin nefesh. They walked with their heads down and they're all guilty that they had no response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Say again.
This is the same language.
Same exact language. Shem v'echai. Here's the Baruch Hu. Is that interesting?
It is interesting.
Except the end.
The Achron asked the question of how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu ask him to learn Torah? Why was that a response? Mi vachem yagid zos. We know there's an iser, a goy shalama Torah is chai misa. They're not able to learn Torah. So what kind of expectation could a Kadosh Baruch Hu have on them? And the answer they all give is that since they have to learn Torah with regards to the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, that much they have to learn. Beyond that, they don't have to. Others say Torah Sheva Chsav, they have to learn, but not Torah Sheva Peh. But there are certain parts of Torah that they are responsible for, which they were not involved in, so that's why they walked out with their heads down. Then Yatzas Malchus Rome, Romans leave, Nichnasu, Malchus Pras, Persians walk in. Achara next. My time, and why were they next in line after the Romans? The Hachashiva Basra, they were the next in line in terms of Chashivas, in terms of prestige. Minol, and how do we know that they were second? Dichsiv, the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk appears in Daniel, V'aru Cheva Achare Sinyana, Dama Lidov. The next animal was a dove, was a bear. And V'tani Rav Yosef, Elu Parsam, these are the Persians that they were compared to bears. She'ochen v'shosen kedov, they eat and drink like bears do. U'mersubalin basar kedov, they're like very fat. They're shmeinim, Rashi says, they're fat like bears. U'megalin ser kedov, they let their hair grow long like bears do. Ve'elahem menucha, there's no rest for them kedov, like bears don't have rest either. I don't know the metzius of this, whether I thought bears didn't have that long of hair, and then I thought bears do rest for a long time in hibernation. So I don't know exactly how this matches up. All the details of the bears, but either way, they're compared kedov. So Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hashem says to them, "V'mayasaktim." So what were you persons involved with your entire life? Oh, remember they said, "Lefanava, Bibona Sha'olam, Harbe Gisharm Gasharnu." We made many bridges. Harbe Krachim Kavashu. We conquered many cities. Harbe Milchamos Asinu. We made many wars. But Kulam, all them Lo Asinu Ela Bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku B'Tara. We did all this just so your people could learn. Amar Lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. For some reason, he doesn't call them Shotim. He only called the Roman Shotim. I would have called these people Shotim as well. I'm obviously not Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but I wonder why it doesn't say Shotim here. But he says back to them, Komasha Asisim Letzarech Atzmicham Asisim. You only did this for your own personal enjoyment. Tekantim Gesham. You made bridges. Litol Mehem Meches. In order to collect taxes and tolls. Krochem Lasos Behem Anagria. You made cities. You took over cities in order to collect people for the money and food for the soldiers. Mechamos wars? And yes, he says, I make the wars, not you. Shenemar Hashem Ish Mechama. So then he asks, Klum Yesh Bachem Magid Zos, anyone among you learn Torah? Shenemar Mi Bachem Yagid Zos, the Pasuk in Yeshua says, Vein Zos Ela Torah, Shenemar Zos, HaTorah Shesam Moshe. Vyad Yatsim Lefalav, Befachi Nefesh, and they left with a very, very down, depressed, and with the heads down. V'chi ma'achar dechazes ma'achus pras l'ma'achus romei de'lo mahaniya v'lomite. After the Persians saw that the Romans walked out without any success, my time ailu, why do they go inside? Maybe they should have said, better for us not to be judged and not even give it a chance. So I would have thought they didn't have a chance even. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was judging them. But it sounds like they had an option not to come in. So Amru, they said, inu sasi beis hamigdash v'anan baninan. They destroyed the beis hamigdash. We as the Persians, we actually built the beis hamigdash. Fine. V'chein l'chol v'uma, this happened with every single nation. V'chim yachar d'chazu l'kamai d'lo mahani v'lo midei. Once they saw the earlier nations weren't successful, my time u'ayli. How come the later nations kept them going in, thinking that they would be successful in the debate? Savru hanach ishtabdu b'hu b'yisrael. They thought the Persians had still enslaved the Jews. V'anar lo shavdinu b'yisrael, but we didn't enslave them. So my shna hani d'chashivi u'mai shna hani d'lo chashivi l'hu. How come these certain nations we count as part of the calculation, the other ones we did not? I think we're referring to why we mentioned the Romans and the Persians, but not the other ones, right? So the Gemara says, because the Hanuch Mashchi B'machusayu Ad Asi Mishicha. Because the Romans and Persians, their Malchus are going to continue until Mashiach comes.
Babel and
Yavin. They still exist in some way and form. They exist still. Look for a moment before you go weiter, look at Tosfos, Dira Maskel, V'aru Cheva, Achavai, Tinyana, Dami Ladov. The next animal was compared to a bear. We said the Persians are compared to a bear. Vim Tomer, Adiraba, Malchus Bavel, which is a Persian, Adifa, Shinim Shalalari, isn't Bavel compared to a lion, not a bear? Dichsiv, it says in Yirmiyahu, Allah Arye Misavcho, V'ari Melch Bechayos. The king, the Bavel is compared to a lion. A lion is a king of the animal kingdom. The Yeshlomar de'afa gav de'ari melech, even though the king might be the lion, mikomakum dov hu, they're considered a bear, who az yoser. The dove is stronger than the lion, ubal tachbulos. It causes fighting, kedamar perakama, debrachos gavit saros ha'acharonos, the last troubles, mishkachos ha'rishonos, are going to help us forget, not help us, but they're so bad, they're going to cause us to forget the first saros, heniach ma'isa ari, v'safir ma'isa dov. So even though you would imagine that the lion would be a more fitting image for Bavel, since they were such a bad nation, a bear is actually worse than a lion in some way. Okay. And then the end of Tosfos writes, Rabbi Yitzchak Mefarish de Bavel lo nimshla la'ari. Bavel was never really compared to a lion. El b'shashai sa moshelas b'chal olam. Only when they really were in control of the entire world, like a lion is the king of the animal kingdom. V'yata hi mamlacha shvel. But now they're a very lowly kingdom. V'apras gamata hi chashuva acharomi v'tamon v'chashivuso ad samach l'bias mashiach k'moshi mefarish b'samach. Okay. So really, Bavel was considered a dove, but only one time when they were in control of the entire world were they compared to the lion. Okay. Tosos also points out the next one, very short. Tosos, Harbe Gisharm Gisharnu, that the Persians made many bridges. Afagav de Romi Nami Tiknu Gisharm. We find also that the Romans also made bridges. Kedamar Beperek Bamem Alikin Daflam and Gimel. They didn't make as nice of bridges, as strong of bridges as the Persians did. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Omrim lefana v'ribono sholam, klum nasata lanu v'lo kiblenu. Did you ever give us the Torah? You have a taina that we didn't learn. But you never gave us the Torah, so we had nothing to learn. So you never gave us an option. Could they really taina that they weren't given the option? We know they weren't given the option. V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us? V'yomer Hashem misinai bavazarach mesei yirlamo. Uksiv, it says further, Eloka miteman yavo. It mentioned all these different places. My boy bapar. What are you mentioning these cities for? These places. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan milamechat shechzira kadosh baruch kol umo v'ulashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu went around to every nation, every language, and he offered them the Torah. V'lo kiblu, and they didn't accept it. Ad sheba etzel Yisrael finally came to Klal Yisrael. V'kiblu, they accepted it. So how could they say that you never gave us the option? They were all given the option. Elahachi kamar. Hachi amr. This is what they said. Klum kiblinu v'lo kaiminu. That did we ever accept it and not fulfill it? We didn't accept it. So if we didn't accept it, you can't hold us responsible for not doing it. V'alda tibartan amai. So that's their whole breaking. That was their whole downfall. That's the whole point. Amai lo kablasu. Why didn't you accept it? Se'ela kachamum lefanav. So, no, this is really the taina. Omin lefanav, ribono sholom, klum kafis aleinu hakigigas. They said, you never forced us to take this. You gave us the option, so we said no. You gave us an option. Had you forced us like you forced Klai, so that's a whole other story. You never forced us. But Loki Blue, did you ever force it to us like a Harki Gigas? Like you put a mountain over Klai Yisrael, we didn't accept it? No. Kimosha Sisal Yisrael, like you did to Klai Yisrael. They stood at the bottom of the mountain. V'amar Rav Dimi Bar Chama, like the Gemara and Shabbos also tells us, Malamet Shekafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Harki Gigas, how Yisrael. He lifted up the mountain and placed it on top of them and said, Amar Lehem, he says to Klai Yisrael, Imatem Makal Mesa Torah, if you accept the Torah, Mutav, everything is going to be great. Vim Lav, and if you don't, Sham Tehet Kvrasam, there is going to be your burial. I'm going to drop the mountain on you and crush you. So Kadosh Baruch says, it's a good taina. You didn't force us to keep the Torah. So how can you say, Mivachem Yagidzos? None of us learned because we weren't forced to. So what's the response back from Hashem? Miyad Omer Lema Kadosh Baruch. Hashem says back to them, Harishonos Yashmiinu, from the beginning you'll hear. Meaning what? Shenem Harishonos Yashmiinu Sheva Mitzel Shekibaltam Heichan Kiyamtam. What about the first? You had seven mitzvahs that you had to keep. You were forced to keep seven. You couldn't even keep seven, let alone 613. So don't come back to me that we weren't forced to keep the 613 mitzvahs. I know you wouldn't have kept it because you couldn't even keep the first seven. So, Minal Dilo Kaimam, how do we know that the Bnei Noach didn't keep the seven mitzvahs? The Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef tells us, Amar v'imodid eretz rav itar goyim. He stood and he measured the land and he saw and he was mevatchet to the goyim. Myra, what exactly did HaKadosh Baruch Hu see? Ra sheva mitzvos shekiblo aleihem, b'nei Noach. He saw the seven mitzvos that the b'nei Noach kept, v'lo kaimum, and they didn't keep them, and kevin shlo kaimum, since they didn't keep him, amar v'hitir lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir, says, okay, you don't want to keep them, I'll undo them. Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. Is guri iskar, that's going to be agra, that's going to be iskar, that's beneficial. They don't keep the mitzvos, he says, okay, fine, I'll remove them, you don't have to keep them anymore. So imkei matinu chote nischar. That means one who's going to violate a veira gets rewarded by, okay, you don't want to follow the mitzvahs, I won't make you keep them. So no, what really happened was, and we'll finish with this, Amar Mar, Braid Ravina, Lomar to tell us, she'afa pishu mekaimim also ein mekablo lem schar. Meaning what? What I'm going to do is, you still have an obligation, but I'm going to take away any schar. Even if you do keep them, you're not going to get any schar anymore. So again, the response back was, I saw that even the Rishonos, even the Sheva Mitzvahs that you were supposed to keep, you couldn't keep Kal V'chomer, you couldn't keep 613 Mitzvahs, and for that reason, I never forced you to keep the Torah, and that was really their downfall, why none of them are going to be judged favorably. Yeah.
Rashi says,